Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
We had talked the last time you were here about something called Islamburg, and I'm wondering if you can give us a roundup on what's occurred.
Yes. Well, there was a very satisfactory resolution of a situation that could have been very unhappy and potentially even dangerous. As you remember, Islamburg is a Muslim American community in Delaware County, south of here, and a group called American Bikers Against Jihad from Tennessee had threatened to come up here and do, I'm not sure what, at least threaten the group with their presence, and perhaps more. In any event, the visit was Sunday afternoon, and support for the Muslim community in Oneonta had gathered significantly, and the hope was to send a busload of people to stand vigil with the Muslims at Islamburg. Two buses, in the end, were filled with supporters of the right of people to live as they will here in upstate New York. And when the bus arrived, everyone got out and waited for the bikers to show up. According to their Facebook page, we should have anticipated between 70 and 100. In the end, five guys showed up on motorcycles and another five cars behind them with another half dozen people, and that was the end of the anticipated or feared confrontation. Islamburg's on a dirt road between routes 17 and 11 down near Hancock, and state troopers were there, not a great many of them, but when the bikers came through, they just waved them along, and the whole thing was over in about 30 seconds. Then the fun really began when the folks at Islamburg invited in all of the people who were there to support them, and estimates differ, but we had a reporter there who estimated there were 400. Some folks said 500. Some people said 300. But in any event, there was an awful lot of support for these folks who are, you know, not jihadists, who are living in peace, and the community hosted all of these visitors with food, beaches, and music, and fun, and it turned out to be a very positive celebration of our common humanity and our right to live our lives in the United States of America as we wish. So what we feared was going to be a very negative afternoon, it turned out to be a very positive one, and I think everybody's feeling pretty good about how things turned out.
We've been talking with Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com, where you can go to read more about the story we just discussed, or a local connection story to James Fenimore Cooper. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.